know what it is. 237. Catch us on the stoop. No place like home. And today.
Today.
Where the ball is at. Where the ball is at today. Where the ball is at today. I'm going to let him introduce himself. All right?
What's going on, man? You got DeAndre Bembry here.
Huh?
Checking in with my guys.
Yeah.
Now.
Today is your day to talk your shit. So we going to go all the way in today. Tell them who you is, baby.
Definitely, man. I guess we start that over.
Keep going.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Listen. He ain't going. This guy always trying to throw extra.
Amp it. We got to amp it.
You know what I'm saying? But we know, because you know we're New Yorkers. Yeah. We're New Yorkers. Of course, we saw you when you came into the league.
Mm-hmm.
You came to Atlanta, but we do know you,
Chuck
were
Brown
here
and BK, baby,
Brooklyn,
big
with
bro.
The Nets.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? You got to spend. You grew up in the tri-state. You a tri-state guy. Let's not say that, because you know what I'm saying? All praises to dude North Kakalaki, because you know what I'm saying? a lot of our ties is from North Kakalaki.
No doubt.
So we want to sit down and send that love out there. But you from the tri-state too.
Shout to New Jerusalem. Shout to New
Jerusalem.
Yeah. Shout to Jersey. Yeah.
I mean, I always had love and passion for the tri-state, I'll tell you that. I was born in Charlotte for sure, but I was raised by family from up north.
Okay.
So we definitely kind of migrated down to Charlotte, and you know, I was the little kid in Charlotte running around. I'm from New Jersey. So you know, I always had love, and also, you know, big cuz Riz, shout out to Riz.
Big Riz.
Shout out to Riz. Don't forget mama love though.
Definitely, shout out to mom Deuce as well. You know, I always had love for New Jersey and New York, as well as Philly as well. I was always connected for sure.
Nice. Cause Philly, you played in St. Joe's. You know what I'm saying? Cause you just got you just got elected into the Hall of Fame.
Big Five.
You know what I mean? What was that like? You know,
it was dope, man. Unfortunately, it was my first time coming back to campus since I entered the league. You know, with the NBA schedule and the summer schedule, you know, just working out. You know, I never had the chance to come back to school, so it was my first space, and the first space was being elected into nominated into the Big Five. So you know, dream come true. You know, obviously, wasn't expecting it this early, but the GM at my school, he's like, bro, this is perfect time. And I'm like, you sure right now? I'm just like, why not? Like, I'm, you know, injured, working out and stuff like that. So why not, you know, come take full advantage of it. And it was dope, man. Like I said, being in that space, you know, remembering those days.
Coming back home.
Exactly.
It was
dope, man. It was dope.
Because, you know, St. Joe's, right? Come on. Put his jersey up in the hall, baby.
Raptors. I mean, even when I was with Brooklyn, we still got our two championships that we won in the Barclays.
They hanging up in the rap.
Yeah.
I always got good energy in that building.
Well, you've been, you know, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Toronto, right now, Milwaukee.
Free agent right now.
So, we just saw one of the league's greats. We ain't gonna say he the greatest. You know, I don't subscribe to the greatest. I don't. You know, you're in the league, so you know, you got your perspective. But we just saw one of the greats drop over 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I would love to know your thoughts.
I thought you were gonna ask him how many of that 40,000 he got on you.
Hey,
at least two?
definitely got a few points. I never played LeBron in the playoff series, so you know.
That's different type of energy. Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, it's funny, man. LeBron, he's played against a lot of these players' dads, so you know.
Yeah.
He's really the longevity about this dude. You know, playing 20 plus years. Obviously now the 40 plus thousand points. It's just the way he did it. You know, taking care of his body. And still trying to stay in the league for his son to get in the league.
Yeah,
man.
That's some
shit that we ain't never seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that inside the locker rooms too? Like, the fans talk about that. He want to get there when his son get there. But y'all talk about players. Y'all think the same thing? That he want to get in there? Oh, he dropped it. He left his phone. Oh, got the hand.
You better catch it now, athlete. But nah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we all talk about it. I mean, a lot of players obviously have kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time they're a lot younger, and most of the time, by the time they're playing basketball, you're damn near retired, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like Steph and Dell.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
You know, I get what you're saying.
Exactly. So, I mean, I know that's probably a blessing of his. I know that's probably a dream of his. You know, just going out there and being able to play against or with his son at that moment. So. I know that. Yeah, it's dope. That's dope.
That's dope.
But we got NBA questions for you. All right, it's a pleasure to have you here today. First of all, let's talk about how was the transition for you coming into the NBA.
It was tough, I'll say. Especially the first year, I'll say. The week before I got drafted, my little brother passed. Mm-hmm. That was definitely tough.
Yeah.
Going through that process, I scheduled about 16 workouts. I did 8, and then that happened. Mm. So after that happened, I kind of canceled the rest of my workouts, you know, and I was just on some shit like I land wherever I land at that time.
Okay.
Because mentally, you know, it was a lot, you know. So I thank God, you know, I ended up getting drafted to Atlanta Hawks 21st pick in 2016. Mm. And throughout that season, I just knew I was going to play. I came in that summer. Cooking everybody on the team.
Yeah.
The Hawks was actually
cooking.
Definitely was cooking. But you know, wasn't cooking enough. Obviously, I wasn't able to play that much as I thought I was my rookie season. Just like a lot of players come in, unless you like the number one pick, number two, three, you know, you probably won't play as much. So I went through that phase of not playing, and you know, dealing with stuff off the court. So it was a lot at that time. So it was tough, but you know, like I said, going on, played 6 years so far, and you know, I made it through, I'll say.
Listen, it has to be a blessing to have played basketball, because you know, some of us play basketball, we ain't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Past this park down the street, okay?
So to have played ball, you know what I'm saying? Get to college. If I'm not mistaken, y'all win like 2 chips?
Definitely. I won 2 out of the 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Your
name stamped baby.
Yeah. Most definitely. I get so much love in Philly. It's crazy. Especially in New York as well. And in Jersey, like I said, all of Tri-State. But Philly always shows a lot of love to me, especially St. Joe's.
Wow.
I was just talking to Jameer Nelson. Just keeping in contact. I don't know if you guys know Coach Martelli. It's always good love with everybody. You know, that comes from that area, because you know, there's only a few people that you know come out of college and obviously you know make it to the NBA,
exactly,
from a mid major. It's dope, man. The story continues for sure.
So with it being a mid major, right, how challenging is it to get the scouts to actually, you know Kentucky, you know what I'm saying, you know, Duke, North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, but how hard and difficult is it to come from a mid-major? Because, you know, of course, I'm a Knicks fan. So, you know what I'm saying? And Langston came from your school, right? You know, he played for the Knicks for a little while. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, how difficult is it to come from a mid-major to actually get drafted?
Yeah, man. It was difficult, I'll say. But in my space, I wasn't even thinking about the NBA, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Before I even got to college, I wasn't even thinking about college. You feel me? Before playing in high school basketball, I wasn't even thinking about playing in high school basketball. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was the kid running around, you know, girls outside. I was the dude at the park that's nice as hell.
Yeah.
Being the kid having one and still enjoying the game.
Yeah. I'm the one shooting, but I ain't putting up no money. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? So like, I learned through the streets on, you know, how to be tough and with basketball. You know.
Okay.
I got my skills through the streets, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I jumped into AAU.
Mm.
So AAU kind of kept me around basketball, to be honest with you.
Made you take it serious then around that time, you feel like?
Yeah,
like that's when you was like, yo, this could be something for me.
If you want to be honest, it was really my grades back then. I wasn't really worried about school.
Okay.
Like I said, so that's why I said I was normally at the park, or I went into the summer where, you know, I could play basketball with a team. So by the time I got to like a high school, you know, you go to one of them high school games, you're like, oh shit, this is
crazy
different.
Out there. Yeah.
So I had that moment, you know, my freshman year in Charlotte, and I'm just like, damn, man, like I want to play, but I couldn't. Grades.
Yeah.
You feel me? So then after my freshman year, I ended up getting it together my sophomore year, and that was like my first time playing school basketball.
Mm.
And I was just like, damn, yo, this might be something I need to stick with. And then that following year, that's when I moved back up to New Jersey with the St. Patrick's. So
okay.
I started taking it more serious. So it was definitely tough. And then, like you said, leading up to college, back to college and being a mid-major, like I said, I was just tunneled on, you know, just enjoying where I was at in life. And then freshman year, you know, we took a trip, you know, every 4 years, your college may go overseas, you know, to play like a tournament against a professional team.
Yeah.
So going over there, I came off the bench, but when I came off the bench, I'm just like, oh yeah, this is me.
Ready to rock,
By the time we came back, I was starting with four seniors. After that, my confidence was through the roof. After the first few games, NBA scouts was at the game, so I'm like, oh shit, like,
this is live right here.
The Lakers here, they said this person, I'm like, oh, they here for me, oh, all right, it's up.
Trying to show out now, yeah.
Definitely, so, you know, I never seen St. Joe's as a mid-major, you feel me, when I was there, because we was nice. We was nice. So like,
win two out of three.
Y'all put that work in.
Yeah, you can't.
Y'all put that work in.
Can't deny it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I got a question for you. So, how tall were you when you in high school?
Be honest, I was damn near the same size. I hit my growth spurt early, so I was about 6'4" freshman year. You know, and I was already banging and dunking and shit. So I wasn't. You feel me?
So what up with me? What you doing with your height? You know what I'm saying? Everybody always assume because you're tall, you should be playing ball.
No, definitely. I mean, you know how it is. People definitely walk up, they just know I play basketball. At this point, you just know it. But
I don't know who he is, but he better be playing basketball.
You get on the elevator with the wrong person. Oh, what team you play for? I play soccer. But definitely, I mean, like I said, I naturally just got into basketball. Like I said, through the streets, I was just like very competitive. Like I was playing, you know how it is as a kid, you're gonna play baseball,
basketball, you're gonna run through
football,
a couple of things.
I was doing it all. It got to a point where I was like, all right, I'm cutting off baseball, I'm good on that. I was still playing football and basketball. Then I was like, you feel me? All right, I'm good with football. Like now I just got basketball, you feel me? And I just ended up growing that passion that way. So I wasn't like pointed to basketball now. I just naturally gravitated to it for sure.
Now, at your height, do you consider yourself a shooting guard or point guard?
Both. I feel like a point guard because I like that chicken in my hand. But you know how it is on paper. They want to name you, you know, shooting guard at my size, being 6'5", 6'6", you're a shooting guard. You got to be a shooting guard, I guess. But you know, I was looking at players like I said, Vince Carter was my favorite. Penny Hardaway, you know, different guys that was my size. That was playing with the pill in their hand. So I never looked at myself as a position, you know, because growing up, I was a center.
Because
I was the tallest.
In the hood, when you play ball, you know, and you the tallest, that's automatically that's where they put you. Like, yo, big man, we going to put you right here. In the NBA, you would be like, you know, like a guard.
But I had to learn it over time because, like, when I was younger, I was the center, you feel me? But I was the center that grabbed that bitch and I'm gone.
I was about to say, let me ask you. So when you young, you in the hood, you playing ball in the park with the peoples or whatever, you know, they look at you like a center. But then when you start to transition and you start playing like organized basketball, did that mess with your game? Did you have to change your game?
Nah, like I said, ever since I played basketball, I always was dribbling. So it wasn't like, go to the post, give me the ball. Nah.
Yeah.
I was always the person, like I said, grab that bitch and I'm gone. Or okay. I always had the ball in my hand. It was just, I had to guard the biggest dude. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm down there battling, but the whole time, my whole life, I'm really a shooting guard, but I'm battling with dudes 7 feet tall. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
So I learned how to, you know, be aggressive and strong at a younger age just because of that.
And to take a hit.
Yeah, so like, most definitely. Like, but more so grown men I was playing with in the park.
Yeah.
And them not really trying to, you know, baby me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That played a factor. And then as you get older and you start hearing, like, being a shooting guard, point guard position, I'm like, all right, well, shit, I know I ain't getting no taller, but now I'm starting to play against people way bigger than me. Yeah. I got to start, you know, playing like a shooting guard. So, like when I got the same pass, that's when I started kind of, you know, locking in with who I really wanted to be as a basketball player. Then by the time I got to St. Joe's, it was like I had to be a guard. So like I was still had to get better, and that's what I was doing. I was just getting better at what I needed to do. And by the time I got to the league, I'm a point guard. You feel me?
Like,
that's how I see myself. I mean, I played different positions with different organizations, even having meetings with different teams. They even all saying different shit. We see you as a shooting guard.
Yeah,
I went to Toronto, bro. Their draft stock on me, it was like, we see you as a point guard. Like, we want to see you with the ball in your hand. So, you feel me? Like, I've always seen myself, you know, 1-3. You feel me?
Okay. So, what you call it, with you being in Milwaukee at one time, you know, the tenacity that Giannis plays with, you know, like, you look at it, there have been very few players. You know, I watched Shaquille. So Shaq was a very dominating player. You know what I'm saying? Giannis has a lot of that in him. Like, he can really dominate a game. You know what I mean? How does that, you know, how do you, because you're playing with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your Trey. Trey actually, you know,
he's been around a lot of dominance.
That's what I'm saying. Trey
been around a lot of dominance.
Trey got thing
exactly.
And he shoot it. So how did you?
He's been around a lot of
different kind of different kind of players.
Yeah, different. That's what I said. Different kind of players in that aspect.
I had to get accustomed to a lot of different people's, you know, game for sure. But the player I am, I'm going to always be your favorite teammate, you feel me? That's how unselfish I am.
Okay.
Like, I know when to be selfish, don't get me wrong. Get the fuck out the way. But I was like that. Like, you can name all these dudes, like the Trey Youngs, Pascal, you know, Kevin, you know.
All
these guys. Kyrie, shout out to Kyrie, man, because he definitely led me. You know, I was always watching him. Like, the summer I came into St. Pat's, Kyrie was the number one draft pick.
Okay.
You feel me? So when I did sign with Brooklyn, when we first seen each other, it was like, Kyle was like, yo, this full circle.
Yeah.
Shit like that. So it was just like, the way I play, I could play with the ball and not play off the ball.
Yeah.
I had to get accustomed to that. Getting drafted to Atlanta, my first year I didn't really play. Second year I was able to play with the ball. And then being able to play with Trey, you know, I had to get used to playing off the ball immediately.
Yeah.
You feel me? Immediately, I had to get off the ball. So, you feel me? It was cool. I was able to, you know, play off the ball because I was used to being able to play off the ball. So, you know, Trey's unselfish as well. He going to get his assist, but, you know, he liked to shoot the ball as well. So, me and him was eye to eye. I never had, you know, any problems with it. You know, I was able, like I said, to play off the ball. And sometimes, you know, coming off the bench is good for you, you know, because, you know, you got more freedom when some of these stars, you know,
they go
are
to
on the
bench.
Court.
Yeah,
so, like, I've been starters before. Like, either way, any team I've been on, I've always carved my own minutes.
Yeah.
So, like, I just, you know, you just kind of got to get accustomed to a lot of these guys in the league, especially these organizations that make, you know, these lanes for these guys.
But being that you played, and you say you played in Brooklyn, and Vince Carter was on the Nets, I don't know, did he make Brooklyn? He didn't make Brooklyn,
no,
right?
No, he was with the
New Jersey. Praise Vince Carter in the Brooklyn? Like, is his pitches and highlights still around in the stadium
the
in Brooklyn?
Organization.
I mean, yeah, Nets, Jersey and Brooklyn, two different things.
Yeah, I mean, the Barclays, you know, it's a different pivotal building, I feel like.
Okay.
You know, when they was building the Barclays, it was like they were building Brooklyn, I thought, in a way, too, right? A lot of different cultures was connected to the building, I felt like.
Yeah.
And when you walk around the building, it's not just, you know, basketball players through there. It's other athletes, other professions, actors, all type of people throughout the, you know, throughout
being
the
recognized.
Arena.
That's being recognized in the organization.
So it's not like you're going to see basketball.
Okay.
Like, of course, you know, that's my favorite player. I'm always respected.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Vince, you know, he's his own player. Like, I think he had his own, you know, issues he dealt with when he was here.
Did you ever get to tell him?
Tell him? Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, his last 2 years was my last 2 years with the Hawks, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, it was dope. So he was like, he was our vet.
Yeah.
He was our vet, you know. He was helping us out. You know, that was his, that's what they tried to make his job, was to help us out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was also his tour.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah. So any city we went to, it was crazy for Vince. You know, I'm in there, I'm asking him every question. You know?
Yeah.
And me and him, like this when we was when I was there, I'm like, damn, like this shit crazy. Like, so it was a dream like I was living through. You feel me? So like, of course, you know, I always appreciated that relationship. I still got it with him today, you know. But it was dope being there with him for sure. Cause I, like I said, my family from Jersey. I was always watching him when he was with New Jersey Nets, you know, growing up. And then being able to, you know, get drafted there and play with him was a whole nother thing.
That's what's up.
What was something coming in that you ain't expect from the NBA? Like nobody could have prepared you for this coming into the NBA. It could be, I don't care what it is. It could be anything. It could be the, you know, the locker room. It could be the flights.
Whatever
the case may be. Something nobody could have prepared you for. As a young man coming in, like, damn, this is a dream right here. I'm coming into the NBA. Like, yo, I don't believe. What was something they couldn't have prepared you for?
Man, I say to people attending the games.
Mm, okay.
Especially me being in Atlanta. The games was like a club every night. It was like Atlanta is its own space to be serious, a serious note. Stars come to Atlanta and are comfortable in a different space.
Because that's a good space, Atlanta, a good black space stars. for black people, you know what I mean?
Starting off, so like, when you see like Boosie and them going crazy on the sideline.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker, you know, all these people, it's like, it's something about Atlanta where they're comfortable. And I kind of had,
you feel me?
So like, that was one thing for me. I'm like, damn, every night I'm seeing somebody different. I know y'all dealt with that here in New York as well.
Yeah.
Either Knicks or Barclays, you don't know who you're going to see that night. So, like I said, my first 4 years with the Hawks, it was different just seeing so many different people that I was looking up to. I'm like, God damn. Like, you know, even if it was a girl, like, I had a girl before them.
No doubt.
Of course, that double triple up.
Now the caliber, the quality done changed now, baby. For once you touch that hardwood, the quality done changed around you now, baby.
That was definitely one of the main things, just getting accustomed to seeing people on a daily basis.
And
still trying to be humble, but also, you know, be a fan as well and be respectful. Right. So that was probably definitely the biggest thing, just, you know, humbling yourself in ways to, you know, not, you know, fan out.
No doubt.
At a young age, at least.
He said, fan out, not realizing that I'm the star out here. Y'all came to see me. They came to see you, baby.
We actually know that you got a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking in the bios.
You come, bro.
Adrian.
Yes.
Who is Adrian? Because it says in memory, who is Adrian?
Yes, that's my little brother.
Okay.
Adrian Allen Potts. That's where we got it from. Adrian Potts, AP World, is where it comes from.
Okay.
That's his side of the family. His father's last name. We had two different fathers.
Uh-huh.
So we was only about a year, you know, from each other, age-wise.
Okay.
So, you know, like I said, after it happened, we were just trying to figure out a way, you know, to keep his name
alive. Yeah.
Sure. And definitely it was my mother that started it, you know. We was raised by a single mother, so, you know, it kind of hit us crazy hard, you know, let alone the rest of our family.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, something for us to, you know, do something positive for the community. Obviously, you know, it was our first year, so we didn't know what we wanted to do for the community because we're from the community. So that was just like something that we thought of quick, and, you know, we kind of just pushed it from there. And even with my number, 95, that was the year he was born. So that's the reason why I still wear 95, because of the year he was born, 1995. So, you know, just different ways, you know, to keep his name alive for sure.
Yeah.
Connected to different cities. So, you know, I try to make my rounds to every city, you know.
And being connected to so many cities, right? Because, I mean, you done spent a few years here, you know, you build relationships with people. You know what I'm saying? So as that happens now, you got to check in with Toronto, because you got, you know, you got your home base you done built in Toronto.
Yeah.
You got your home base you built in Brooklyn, the home base you built in Atlanta. You still got Newark, you still got Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So
You know what I mean? I know that, you know, with having such a plethora of places, you know what I'm saying, you can't be everywhere at, you know,
but there's no place like home.
Yeah,
there's no place like home.
Well, it's funny, especially since I've been in the NBA, people don't know where I'm from. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you don't look into my story, you may, like, people from Philly, they think I'm from Philly. They claim you.
Yeah, you know, just like
New York, you feel me? Just like, you know, being in Brooklyn, I got family in Brooklyn, they claim me, you feel
me? No doubt.
Go across any bridge, I got family, you feel
exactly.
me? So my family's from the Tri-State, so, you know, I'm comfortable here, and, you know, I naturally, you know, gravitate to these areas. Most of my following is from, you know, like you said, Toronto. I still get DMs from every organization, from their fans. So, you know, that's something that always pushes me. You know, I could tweet something or post something on Instagram, I'm going to get a DM from damn near Toronto, Charlotte, Atlanta, you feel me? Anywhere I've played, Milwaukee, you know, I always get love from every city. So, you know, I always try to reciprocate it back.
So you universal.
Hey, I try to be, man.
Well, you know, while you being a free agent, have you talked to the New York Knicks? I mean, no charges. But I'm just saying, you know, the Knicks, you know what I mean?
Nah, shout out to them, man. It's dope seeing, you know, Jalen and all of the Villanova guys together.
Okay, okay.
Right?
No doubt.
Because they was out.
It was a point.
It was a point in time where I had to go against all of those guys.
No doubt. Yeah.
So being in that town.
Yeah. So, you know, it's dope to see them all, you know, be on the same team, you know, and speak their story, you know.
Yeah.
It's dope to see that, for sure.
While we there, growing up, who was your team growing up?
I say New Jersey Nets for sure.
Okay.
I was more of a player type of dude.
Okay.
Know?
Instead of an actual team.
Me too. I was a player dude.
Few more players.
That you grew up with.
MJ, you can't.
Oh, no, Mike is that dude. Yeah, Mike is that dude.
It's a lot of guys. Like I said, Kyrie obviously in there, you know, building that relationship.
He was special.
I had to add that jelly to my game when I moved to Jersey. You feel me? It's a lot, man. I got a long list of players. I try to, you know, imitate a lot of guys, you know, whether if it's, you know, guys I play with or guys, you know, I looked up to, like the Dominique Wilkins.
When I was a kid, Dominique was my guy. That was my favorite player.
I can name any generation, man. Isaiah Thomas, like, I play like a lot of different guys. I'm aggressive player, so, like, there's reasons why I like Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
He up in dude's chest, you feel me? Full court, like, you feel me? Like, different players I try to.
Now, which Isaiah you talking about?
You talking about Zeke?
Yeah. Okay.
No shout out. No disrespect
there
to the
is
other
a couple
Isaiah.
Of Isaiahs,
but we just talking about Zeke.
We talking about Zeke.
We talking about Zeke. I just want to make sure.
We talking about Detroit. We talking about Detroit.
Okay. Like I said, it's a long list of people, you know, I looked up to for sure. With, you know, just basketball, if we talking.
Yeah. I got a question for you. We were talking about citizenship earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
When you were playing in Toronto, did you have to become a citizen?
Well, at that time, that was COVID when I was there. So the border was closed. So they placed us in Tampa Bay.
Oh,
so that whole season.
Okay, you was locked in.
There was nobody in no arena.
Okay,
that was the lockout.
Yeah. How was that though? So you was in the bubble. You was in the bubble.
No, I wasn't in that bubble. It was the season after that.
The season after. Okay.
And we it was different, man. They gave us some arena where it was with the NHL team in Tampa. I forgot the name of their team, but we shared the arena with them.
Okay.
And that whole season we had no fans.
No fans.
That was the whole league. So it was already a weird season in general.
Yeah.
So it was different, man. We was getting tested two times a day. Two times a day, once in the morning.
So when COVID. When COVID happened, that was your draft, that was your rookie, and that was
No, that was like my fourth year.
That was your fourth year?
2021, yeah.
2020 is when it started. Yeah, 2020 when the 2020 March is when the
Yeah, that's when they cut
started.
It out, and then we was trying to figure out if we was coming back.
Was going, yeah, okay.
And then that next season came, and then that's
and it was
when
just
we was
wild. It was just a wild year with no fans. It just, yeah.
So that's
Was you mad at Rudy? Was you mad at Rudy too?
Hey, man.
Rudy did that. That was Rudy for Rudy brought that
NBA.
Shit to the NBA.
When you start touching shit.
Exactly.
You start touching shit. It wasn't a good look, right?
It wasn't. You see it made all the way to Brooklyn.
Oh, shit.
Hey, it is what it is, right?
No.
Hey, good thing, you know, the NBA is connected to so many people, we was able to make it happen.
Yeah. Keep the season going for the fans first, and all that.
All of us, we didn't want to, right? Just like we didn't want to take the shot, right?
No doubt.
That was a whole nother subject, right? Yeah. Where, you know, we always holding out until they said, oh, well, we're not going to pay you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, as far as work, what you going to do, you know? Just depending on what you want to do.
Yo, first of all, that shit is wild foul.
I mean, think about it. I mean, we all back in Kai, right?
But at the same time,
we all don't got the bad Kai got,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, This is true.
Right, so, at the same time, you know, you got to live through some shit at the same time. So, being able to come back and then play with Brooklyn that next year, and we still testing and doing everything, it was just funny, man.
There's a lot going on. Y'all made it through.
You know your big cousin is over there.
She's always been a big fan, man. Shout out to my entire family.
Shout out to Riz.
Mom, Deuce, and Riz, you know, definitely the cousins that got me out here for sure.
Now, I was going to say, every time I knew he was playing, because he was at the ball, they said,
no doubt.
You put down the court floor and all his rules and floors done, they start bringing.
She definitely spoke that into existence, man. Yeah. She always said, yo, you gonna be a Brooklyn Net. Yo, you gonna come out here. And then somehow it ended up working out where, you know, it made sense for me to come out here. And like I said, I always wanted to play with the Nets too.
Yeah.
That's why I said, you might want to come across the water to 34th Street. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, I'm not against it.
Bring
man.
Some of that good old defense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, that's what the league needs, man.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of that, how you felt about the All-Star game, man?
Exactly. Yeah.
Where were you at the All-Star?
What changes would you make?
It is what it is, right? It's been like that for a few years now,
right?
It has
been like that for a while.
This year was the worst.
This was the worst. It has been like that for a while, but if you could, what would you change?
I didn't even watch the whole game, to be honest with you.
Listen.
You know how it is. I think it's just different conversations you got to have with some of these players, right? Even the organization. At this point, guys are not trying to get hurt, right?
Uh-huh.
They're adding more games, adding more tournaments. I think we should take more games out. I think if you take more games out, you'll get more, you know, more players that are taking more serious.
Yo, but what is the purpose?
What about another check?
What's the purpose of having the best players in the league on that court at one time not to play?
Yeah, but
to see you do some Harlem Globetrotting shit like that, get out of here,
I'd rather somebody
showcase their talent.
Exactly.
Give it to the rookies and the free agents.
Not for nothing. The skills challenge was the best shit.
You
gotta incentivize them. What about the in tournament thing? You incentivize them.
That was cool, but that All-Star game was horrible.
The All-Star game for me was horrible, man.
The
dunk contest, your man's in them.
Get that shit out of
Think
here,
about
man.
Throwing money at All-Stars, that ain't going to do nothing.
So we advocate no All-Star. We're going to call it Next Star. We want the younger youth, the free agents, the people that...
Well, that's what they do with the rookie versus sophomore.
Yeah, that need to be the highlight then.
Like in the summertime type situation.
You do the NBA All-Star break after the season. After
nobody worried about getting hurt.
It's done.
This, that,
this
and third.
This is like the Pro Bowl. This is the give back to the fans. Now you got those players that we not playing for nothing else. So let's...
I like that.
Let's get it in.
I seen a new thing, too, though.
Been terrible, too.
What's that?
The one-on-ones.
You know what? I'm kind of feeling that your favorite matchups go against each other, like when Kareem played Dr. J type situation. You know what I mean?
What make one-on-one? Like, what makes you think they're gonna play hard because it's one-on-one?
We do.
It's a drill. It's a drill
throughout the season.
Yeah,
let alone
it's a drill.
2v2, 5v5 behind closed doors.
Exactly. They do it all. Y'all do it all the time.
Just like I see in the Olympics when, you know, the top guys
No doubt. When they was doing the one-on-one drills against each other. Yeah.
I think that's the most you're going to get out of these guys.
Okay. At that level.
At this point, they are trying to conserve themselves for the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
And the level of, you know, people getting injured, it's just like, it's tough, man. Recovery is getting tougher and tougher for guys because they're adding more games. Don't realize, like, right after a double overtime game, we're on a flight.
You might have a back-to-back game the next day, and your team wants you to play 40 minutes.
That's what I want to tell the people. You know what I mean? Inside stuff that you might not know. You know,
for sure.
Try it out there. You need that rest.
So that's why I respect LeBron because of how he takes care of his body, man. The longevity, man. I want him to break the records.
Yeah.
Just because they don't know what we do go through behind closed doors and being told, you know, go out there and hoop, right? Go out there and shut up and dribble, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, shut up and dribble, right?
I mean, then you still get heckled by the fans and, you know, all that type of shit, man. All that shit matters, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be tough to try to get them guys, man, especially the way that a lot of them think, man. They're not worried about all-star. Like, that's like a break for us now. You feel
okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you think there's a limit how many different states they playing in? Because Carmelo and Draymond was just talking about it. It was like maybe they have just one central place for it every year. Build an arena for that.
Almost like the bubble.
Yeah.
Almost like the bubble.
And every year, that's where we're going to have the All-Star fan. And pick a place. But like, nope. Everybody said it wasn't that good because it was in Indiana. Nobody want to go there. It was cold.
Indiana is considered the basketball town.
Yeah. Even though it was still cold.
It's a big basketball town.
I don't think that'll change the perspective on, you know, how each player thinks.
I mean, you know, he respected out there.
I don't know, man. Like I said, especially me myself, I haven't been able to be an All-Star yet, right?
Mm.
But that during that break, it's a mental break for myself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And the physical, obviously, for your body, you know, ice bath, relax, chill. Yeah. You get in the gym probably still. Most of us do. But we all are looking at it as like a break because of how many games we got. You feel me? Like, our season is so on the go. Off season is so short. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
We only got, you know, that's why you see a lot of players be like, damn, that shit went by fast. Because we grinding throughout our whole career.
Don't stop.
The only reason I got a break right now is because of my injury.
Yeah.
You feel me? And this is the first time me being able to, you know, be in this space where I'm like, all right, you know, what I'm about to do, you know, without basketball, what I'm into, you know. And this is the first space. I remember talking to Vince when COVID hit. He was like, yo, this is the first time I've ever been sitting down
in my own house.
And I'm like, damn, like, this nigga done played 20 plus years. He got a record right
now. No doubt.
And he just now having a break.
Exactly.
So that's why I just like, the All-Star, it's going to be tough, man. They got to change a lot of things, I think, for sure.
What space are you in right now? You just said because of your injury, you on the recovery road. So what are you trying to be? What's the next step for you right now?
Oh, I just been in the gym, man. Shout out to the smart guy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an earful, and I fuck with it. I fuck with his energy, man.
No doubt. That's great energy.
As an athlete, he knows the grind. So you got to respect it, you know? It's just different, man. Being in the space, not playing basketball, I've been able to, you know, not only just think about basketball, but, you know, off the court, there's stuff I had to deal with as well, you know, trying to get my thoughts together.
Yeah.
And it's been a good space for myself. Like I said, I've been able to be creative in other ways that's not around basketball. And, you know, also, you know, work in basketball as well on my own time.
Yeah.
And not be pushed. And I'm in a great space, man. I'm a lot more healthy. I'm definitely, you know, like I said, I should be signing with another team soon, you know, get myself back out there. But I'm just on my own time, you know, get myself to a space where, you know, I can get back out there and talk my shit.
Is those ice baths really that good?
I'm in there every day.
Every day? Oh, my goodness.
When you sign with another team, right, I just want you to look at the camera and say, I told you, stupid. I told you. That's all I want.
Hey.
That's
it. Lock that in.
Yeah.
Lock that in for sure. We're going to have to rekindle that in a couple weeks, I'll tell you that.
How far are you along in your rehab?
I'm all the way back.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, ending the rehab way. You know,
all right, right. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I'm trying to put myself, you know, with the organization, you know, that want the best for me as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so just going through that process, you know, whether it's I was in a space where I didn't know if I wanted to, you know, go different routes, whether it was overseas or you know, G League opportunities to work myself back up. So it's all been on the table, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm just working on myself, trying to get myself there.
Are you over the fear of injuring yourself again?
I've been over it. You know, I've always been a kid grown to a man with clarity. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I've never, you know, I've been through so much. I'm happy to be alive. You know,
yeah.
I ain't even tripping over an injury. So, you know, I've definitely had days, you know, early on after my injury where I was like, damn, man, I don't feel like I'm gonna get back. But, you know, putting that work in, you know, getting out there, I've been able to get back to a space where, you know, I've definitely found the love back for basketball again.
Yeah, that love. He got that love back.
Cause homie from the Nets, I just don't understand. You know what I'm talking about. You play one game and then he out the rest. Ben Simmons. I think he not over his fear of getting hurt. Cause there's no way, like, if you want to be, I've never been in your position. You good. I want it that bad. Like I want to be on the floor. I don't want to play a game and then next week I'm like, nah, I'm
playing. Some people just know how to work the system.
But not only that though, you also got to know what kind of diagnosis the doctors is. You know, because like you look at it, you know, they made it sound like Kawhi. You know, the doctors made bad diagnosis with Kawhi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Doctors can do that too.
Yeah, they can make, and not only. We all got to remember the organizations are paying a lot of these doctors. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? They sit down now and they tell the doctors, this, we need him. Yeah, we need him on the court. So, you know what I'm saying? They might be, you know what I'm saying? That's why you hear guys, doctors, their doctors fighting with the lead doctors.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
They might be, you know, trying to get people on the floor.
I might be one. To argue for Ben, man.
They're gonna get it out too.
To argue for Ben, man. I think he's been through a lot off the court too, man. We all, you know, it could be something with his injury, right?
Yeah.
But like off the court, I mean, we all seen what Philly was doing to him, right? Like. It was a lot for him mentally. Not trying to knock that, because I feel you. I was that dude, like, nigga, get your ass on the court. My contract was voided because of him getting traded and James Harden. You feel me? Yeah. I was in between that, and I was the best defender on the Nets.
Yeah, you feel me?
That away too. I was drafted the same year as Ben Simmons. You feel me? Yeah. He always was something I looked forward to playing against, you feel me? Because he was the number one pick in my year.
Yeah, you feel me?
I remember
that. Shutting this nigga down. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We're shutting him down.
Yeah. Hey, but I can say that with my chest, because you can look on film. Anytime I played it.
Yo, you here. Yo, Ben, it's love, but you here.
All love, but it's anybody, you know. Yeah. You got to find something that make you push yourself.
And that's what I think. I see it when he play, because it'd be nice he'd be out there and he'd kill it. And then... You looking for him the next game? He on the bench.
Yeah, I think it's more of a mental thing for him.
Because he versatile. One minute he want to do fashion, the next minute he want to play the game.
He looking good on the sideline. He wearing that shit.
Nah, but he looks better on the court for sure. Because I fuck with his game, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I definitely wish him the best, because you know I know what he can do on the court. He was supposed to be that next LeBron.
Oh yeah.
He was supposed to be that next Magic Johnson.
Exactly.
So like that'd be better for the game if he could come back, you know, and come back from another redemption
capacity.
Because, like I said, I'm going through injuries. A lot of us go through injuries, even if you're not playing sports, man. Something, you know, you're going to go through.
Yeah.
So I wish him the best, but, you know, it's tough, man. Like, I can't speak for, you know, what he's going through.
I look forward to seeing you back on the court. We do too.
You know, and
not biased. He's a great guy. You know, I like to say I taught him how to play, but the way my height is set up.
Right. We know. We believe you.
But to be able to play here in New York, do you think it gave you a different mentality going elsewhere, knowing that New York is different? Any other reason? If you playing for the Nets or you playing for...
Who is the hardest fan that you've been in a couple of organizations?
Play four. New York.
The most critical. Every team I've been on, they've been great, man, to be honest. Especially like, the way I play, I always play hard. If you're a real fan, you're going to, you know...
Appreciate it.
I mean, I guess I gotta say New York, right?
Yeah.
Because Atlanta, you know, Atlanta was dope, but a lot of those fans don't come for the game, to be honest with you.
They come for the show.
They come for the pregame for the night. So I definitely probably say New York, because you know you get more opinions on the game.
They're gonna be honest. They're gonna keep it a buck.
Should have did this.
Play the good game. You sucked tonight.
But it was also different playing with Brooklyn. I'm sure it's different playing with the Knicks. You know?
I'm sure
it's different playing in Philly too.
Even though you ain't played for the Knicks, what I'm saying, how does it feel to play in the Garden? Right.
It's dope, man. I compare the Garden to LA.
Yeah.
because of the fans are bougie, bro. Yeah. it's like, seriously, on serious notes, because if you ever go to an LA game, it's quiet as fuck. It's so quiet. It's like they only gonna cheer as soon as you do something.
Okay.
Or if LeBron touches. You feel me? Like, like New York, like, they not gonna say nothing unless you do something terrible, they gonna boo your ass. Or you make a dunk, you feel me? They gonna go crazy. Yeah. So that's why I compare it to, it's like, it's like the best of the best, you feel me?
Yeah.
They wanna see the best, you feel me? So that's why I got from it. And I was only say that because I think playing with the Nets and the Knicks is two different vibes.
Yeah. Because lights is different.
I'm just saying, like,
lights are brighter. Lights are brighter on 34th Street.
I think the fans, obviously, with the Nets, you got to be, it's a little iffy, right?
Yeah.
New Jersey, Brooklyn, like, you don't know what you want to be, right? And then you get the Knicks, you got real fans from, you know, back in the day.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's different playing with the Nets. Depending on what team coming there, that motherfucker arena might be the opposing fans.
Yeah.
When I was with them, LA coming there, it's LA fans.
Yeah.
Boston coming there, you gonna see the all city, you know, you feel me?
The city is tall
between all the Italians the, in there.
The city is tall between
But the Knicks and the Garden, it's a little different.
We can be a shitty team and they gonna still cheer for us.
Exactly. So that's why I think the Nets was a little different.
Even when the Knicks come to the ball play.
You right about the Knicks.
I swear to God, the Knicks in the building. Yeah, you're gonna know the Knicks in the building. Yeah,
you
know.
There's more Knicks fans in Barkley than there is.
And that's why, like Mikal Bridges, he says it, when the Knicks play the Nets,
it'd be wild.
It's the Knicks in there.
Yeah.
As it should be, though.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that's all we had for a long time.
Well, we want to sit down and say, you know what I'm saying, we want to thank you, wishing you a more speedy recovery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to get picked up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow. And don't forget, don't keep the Knicks out of your aspirations. You're going to come
definitely
to the Knicks.
Not,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't discriminate.
Yeah. We want you, you know, we want you to, we need help with like a motherfucker right now.
We looking like something.
At least y'all got
something
to hold on
to.
And you know, for the love of everything, brother, we want to sit down and get you a t-shirt because you know what I'm saying? We appreciate everything you're doing. You know what I'm saying? We want you, we wish you all the best. All the best. And, you know what I'm saying? Please, if you make a team, come back and talk that talk. Talk that shit with us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. Y'all know what it is. 237. No place like home. Catch us on the stoop, baby. 100.